News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. We open up with talking about properly disposing of tires.
Yes, unfortunately, we do have several instances in town where people like to dispose of their old tires on the side of the road or in a vacant little lot, which, you know, doesn't do well for our city. It doesn't look nice, and it's also illegal, and they can get fined for that. So if you do have old tires that you need to dispose of, this Saturday is the perfect day to do it. Keep Brad This Beautiful will be out at the Expo Center off of Leonard Road this Saturday, the 16th, from 9 a.m. to, I think, 4 p.m., and they will be collecting tires of all sizes for free. So you can just drop them off there, and they will dispose of them for you. The only thing they ask is that you do not bring the rims. You have to leave the rims at home. Bring the tires 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Expo Center this Saturday.
Something else to mark on the calendar, we now have a new start date for Citizens Police Academy.
Yes, we had some scheduling issues, and we moved back our Citizens Police Academy start date to September 2nd. The deadline now to apply is August 26th, and we have a few spots available. So it's a free 10-week course, or I'd like to say 11-week course, because the 11th week we have a graduation ceremony. It's free course. You get a lot of hands-on training. We try to provide your meals. We can't promise that we will be able to, but we will let you know whether you're going to be fed or not the week before. And we have a great time. I mean, everybody who loves it always wants to come back and help. So call me. Go on our website at bryantxpolice.com, special programs, and you can pull up the CPA and make the application right there.
Another item for the calendar upcoming is National Night Out.
Yes, we are having our National Night Out is coming up on October the 7th, which is a Tuesday, and we want you to go ahead and register your block party. Now, if you register, you don't have to register your block party, but we'd like for you to, because if you do, we will send an officer out to your location. They will bring you a goodie bag with some, you know, items that you can give away to your participants that show up, and we will also give safety tips or talk to your group if you would like us to. But it's also just another way for us to get out and socialize and meet the people in the neighborhood. So register that block party. Again, go to bryantxpolice.com. There's a link right there on the very front page to tell you more about National Night Out. We're having a kickoff event like we normally do out at Target parking lot on September 20th. So we'll have more information on that coming soon.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes. Slow down all over town, but especially in the 2400 block of East State Highway 21, which is 45 miles per hour near Tabor Road, and the 3000 block of East 29th Street, which is 35 miles per hour near St. Joseph Hospital.
And that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.